You can't read the Bible for any length of time without coming to a very unpleasant conclusion. God expects us to be patient, and the getting of patience involves a lot of waiting around when what we'd rather see is some action on God's part. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Yeah, we're all different. Some people are more gung-ho, action types, while others are more laid back and relaxed. I'm one of the former types, so the idea of waiting around for God to do stuff has never been one that I've naturally warmed to. I mean, come on. When you need a breakthrough, you want it now, right? When you need healing, when you're confronted with some difficulty, you want God to fix it not next month or even next week. You want Him to fix it today. So the easiest thing to do is, sure, you wait on God because you don't have any choice, but you do it with a bad attitude, with impatience, with grumbling in your heart. Am I right? That's probably how the psalmist felt when he wrote this. Psalm 130, verses 1 and 2. Lord, I'm in deep trouble, so I'm calling to you for help. My Lord, listen to me. Listen to my cry for help. We've all been there. We all get that. But just a few verses down, he goes on to say this in verses 5 and 6. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. That word wait means literally to wait with expectation, with hope, with anticipation that God's going to do something. How can we have that hope? Because his hope is in the word of the Lord, which is alive and active, which will stand forever and never fail. Wait patiently and hope in the word. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Why does God keep us waiting? Because like any good father, he knows we have lessons to learn. Lessons that we can only learn while we're waiting and trusting. Lessons that only a father can teach us. And that's what our latest life application booklet is all about. It's called The Incredible Father Heart of God. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer towards the top of the homepage. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.